Let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week. Joining us now to help us out is travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. A couple of big stories talking about the airlines and the chaos caused by numerous cancellations. Not a great start to the new year, is it?
No, and Canadian air travelers have experienced more flight cancellations than usual this holiday season. Now, the airlines say weather is a bigger factor than COVID-19, and they canceled hundreds of flights between December 22nd and December 26th. So there is an airline data company called Cirium, and they gave some stats with regards to various airlines and the percentage of scheduled flights that were canceled during this time period. So Flair Airlines canceled 9% of their flights, WestJet canceled 7% of its flights, and Air Canada canceled 4%. In the U.S., airlines canceled over 1,000 flights over the holiday season. Delta and United said the cancellations were due to staff shortage tied to the Omicron variant. So the TSA has predicted that Monday after New Year's will be one of the busiest days of the holiday season. And the CDC's new guidelines could help airlines better navigate the New Year's weekend rush as staffers who got infected are able to come back to work.
Keep your fingers crossed if you got a flight scheduled, that's for sure. Let's talk about the cruise industry now. Not good news for them either.
No, it isn't. And what we're seeing is that Omicron is definitely making its way into the cruise industry. Over the last week, on a series of Christmas cruises, selected ships have seen outbreaks of the virus. The outbreaks have been limited well under 100 guests on each ship, and symptoms are said to be mild, but they have caused those ships to miss or be denied entry into certain ports of call. So this has affected Royal Caribbean International, Holland America, Carnival Cruises, and MSC Cruises. The cruise lines have basically just continued with resuming cruising, and they're sticking to their schedules and sailing as planned. But it does affect maybe some ports of call that they are going into based on the conversation with the destination at the end of the day.
Except for Mexico. Mexico seems to be okay with having the cruise ships there.
Yes, yeah. Mexico said the cruise ships are welcome to dock at ports in the country, even if they're carrying passengers who have COVID-19. The Mexican Health Department says passengers and crew who show no symptoms of COVID-19 are allowed to leave the ship to tour port cities. This is according to the Associated Press.
Well, interesting times. Like I said, not a great start to the new year. So hopefully things get better over the months and we'll see things improve.
Oh, yeah, we all want that.
Onanta Forbes, travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Onanta Forbes, and her website, OnantaForbes.com. Talk to you next week, Onanta.
Yeah, looking forward to 2022.